Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, Jesus is the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased with us. But O Lord our God, O turn thyself to us again, O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Amen and amen. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I thank God for you this morning. A few of you that are tuned in this morning, for the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto, but only a few shall find this true hiding place, this true resting place, this true place where you rest in him. All praise be to his holy name. The Bible clearly tells us also in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, which is to hear God's word. Check it against the written word to make sure it is from God, and then you obey it. And oh yes, I beg you, do not delay. Run to the mercy seat of the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Judgment is already on America. Time is running out. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles, turn to Revelation chapter 21. Today, the Lord, God Almighty, the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. We'll make an attempt once again to bring you out of the darkness of religion, asking you to rest in this great light of this great gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, and the Spirit of the Lord says, and I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth, was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. The holy city, New Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. We are told that the holy city, New Jerusalem, in that city there were 12 gates. And And there were 12 pearls. Every segregate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, every time we exit or enter the city, these pearls will be a great testimony to the great suffering we caused the Father with our sins. And his great love, grace, and mercy covering them over. Oh, the only one that will enter and exit these gates will be the elect, Jesus Christ. And you are either in him by the faith in a baptism of death, or you're not. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 tells us, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 tells us, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You see, there's no in between. Jesus is the wedding garment. The Bible lets us know in Matthew's chapter 22, verses 11 through 13, and the Spirit of the Lord says, and when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus is the wedding garment, my friend. And we put him on as believers by daily giving him our bodies as living sacrifices for him to do the will of the Father through us by the faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 tells us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 tells us, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Oh, yes, my friends, the road is narrow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless his holy name. Matthew's chapter 7, verse 14 tells us, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I surrender all. It's not a suggestion. I surrender all is a commandment. That is what Lord means. Jesus purchased us with the price of his atoning blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it tells us, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. And at the same time, he made a blood covenant with us. Covenant means what is yours is mine, and what is mine is yours. You see, Jesus, his death becomes our death by the faith to pay the price for our sins. And our life and body becomes his life and body, to live his life through, to give us his holiness and his righteousness. In that 50th chapter of Psalms, that fifth verse, the Holy Spirit tells us, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. You see, we don't have to surrender all. We have our free choice, our free will. You see, God, with all of his power, He doesn't fool with our free will. You can do what you want. He's not going to stop you. You know, we can go on our merry way after salvation, like the nine leopards that got healed. But it was only one that returned to Jesus. And Jesus said, where are the nine? But only that one was made whole. But what they didn't realize is Jesus was no longer their Lord. Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19 explains this to you. You see, this is the sad state of most Christians. They have accepted Jesus for salvation, but listening to them pimps in the pulpit, they have left off the other half of the covenant and gone on their merry way. They don't realize that Jesus is no longer their Lord, and they don't realize that they're blind and that their leprosy, their sin nature, has returned. And it is just covered over with their fig leaf of religion. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, the Holy Spirit tells us, because thou didst, I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Naked of salvation. You see, after salvation, we owe Jesus our lives and our bodies, so he can live through us daily by the faith to do the will of the Father in our lives. And then he gives us the credit for it in the end of our one. What a deal that is. And people turn it down. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, and he said to them all, see that word the Holy Spirit used? All mean everybody. All mean the whole wide world. All mean everyone. And he said to them all, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, if any man will come after salvation, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life in this sin nature shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 tells us, for if when we were enemies were reconciled to God by the death of his son, oh, hallelujah, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 tells us, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, eternal life. You see, we ought to seek the kingdom first, not listen to them pimps in the pulpit that tell you to seek wealth and prosperity, which will kill you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And what does kingdom mean? It is the place where the King, King Jesus, has dominion, the power, and right to rule over our lives. The kingdom is in the believer, where the resurrected Lord resides. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 21, the Holy Spirit tells us, and when he was demanding of the Pharisees, and when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, but for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is where the believer surrenders their life and body to the rule of the resurrected Lord Jesus in them for the will of the Father to be done through them. Romans chapter 3, verse 13, the Holy Spirit tells us, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, our bodies, by the faith as it is in heaven. Isn't that what we pray for? Oh, by the grace of God, I'm also a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the path of the Lord. Make straight his way to salvation. The Holy Spirit tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, in the King James Version, it says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now here, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, the New Living Translation says, I was chosen to explain to everyone this mystery plan of God, the creator of all things, have kept secret from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. See, the Lord has one faith. Jesus left his church one faith. That faith is in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. My faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross. This one faith comes from the one gospel. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And whatever is not of that one faith is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse 23 tells us, you see, my friends, there's nothing more important than being with Christ and in Christ. Don't believe them pimps in the pulpit when they tell you there's no such a thing as getting in where you fit in, when Jesus clearly tells us that we are to abide in Christ and Christ abides in us. Getting in the only place you can fit in Christ. You see, the believer will make mistakes along the way. We will sin. We will fall down serving God along the way. But as long as our faith remains in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross, God's grace will cover us as the Holy Spirit works with us to overcome each sin that besets us until it doesn't trip us up anymore. Equal holiness. For without holiness, no man will see the Lord. You see, my brothers and sisters, your sin requires a penalty of eternal death, eternal separations from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 declares, That was why Jesus had to die for you, to enable you to have a means, a place for you to die by the faith. And your sins are forgiven while you are still alive. So you don't die in your sins and suffer the penalty of eternal separation from God in hell. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 declares, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Gentile." Oh, praise be to his holy name. You see, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." What does this mean? It means that there is no other way. There's no other means to get saved but by losing your life in order to gain his eternal life. Many of you with your churches, you're trying, some of you are really trying desperately to win souls for the kingdom of God, but you're powerless to do it. That's because we can do nothing for the kingdom of God. Only Jesus Christ and his divine nature of the Holy Spirit working through us can do the work. The Bible said, "If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?" And the answer for the kingdom of God, my friends, is absolutely nothing. But if you would cast your nets on the right side of the ship, then ye shall find. The Lord is love. My brothers, my sisters, my friends. And this is his love that he showed us on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. Eternal life means you live forever. Eternal life means that holy city, that New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for a husband. That same Jesus is waiting to make all things new. That same Jesus is waiting to wipe away all tears from your eyes. That same Jesus is waiting to remove death and sorrow, and he want to take all your pain away, for he want to take the form of things and cause them to pass, where you rest in this newness of life in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to his holy name. What a blessing it is to have the calling, have the bloodline, have the calling. What a gift that is. You see, if our forefathers had listened and humbled themselves and got in Christ by this wisdom and revelation knowledge, then the white folks never could have got a hold of them. They never would have been on the cotton field. They could have escaped that. That never would have happened. The Babylonians never would have chased them out of Jerusalem. They would still be there today. But sin will take you further than you want to go. And he'll keep you in sin and keep you longer than you want to stay 400 years. See, and God was just angry for a moment. 400 years. He was just angry for a moment. 400 years it cost him. So I've learned from my forefathers' mistake. I've learned from their mistake when Pilate, the Gentile, said, I find no fault in this man. What evil has he done? And they said, crucify our forefathers in their ignorance. And let that be on us and our children. And for that evil, God gave them a great reward for that evil. They were taken from the streets of Jerusalem, loaded up on slave ships again, brought to Egypt again, dropped off in the cotton fields of Mississippi and the cotton fields of Louisiana. That's how I got here. You see, I'm not an African-American. Africans don't even like me. And we look alike, but we're from different tribes. Africans are descendants of Ham. I'm a descendant of Shem. They don't even care for me at all. Not all of them, but most of them. But all praise be to his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. He's waiting for you to come, taste, and see that he's good. He's waiting for you. He laid all of this out just for you. It's all about you. You see? He's laid it all out just for you, but the road is narrow. Oh, that's a broad road. Them pimps in the pulpit try to tell you to, you know, kind of rest there because they don't care about the sheep. You know, it clearly tells us in John chapter 10, a howling high preacher, he could care a little less about your soul. All he wants is your money. It's quite evident in the fact that I run into him all the time. The Lord has blessed us to be back on the highways again for 20-something years. That's the ministry, the highway ministry, the intercession ministry. He blessed us to be back on the highways again. And I'm running into him every day now again. The sheep, that's all full of flies and fleas and lice. Why, their so-called shepherd parade around town all dressed up fancy, driving a very expensive car, bragging about what he have bought with the finances he's deceiving them out of. And also selling their souls to hell at the same time. Don't let no man rob you of your crown. Will you accept the sacrifice Jesus paid for you at the cross today? Today is the day of salvation. Ask for forgiveness of your modern day religious witchcraft. And ask Jesus to come inside of you and be your Lord. Then take up your cross and follow Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, praise be to his holy name. We are the three of us ministries, and yes, I am. Messenger Metric McGonagall from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. And if the Lord's will, I'll be back in this same place, same time next week. And I ask that you invite a friend to tune in to KYT FM 88.1. The heart and soul of Sinlaw, where Jesus Christ is Lord and the truth will set you free. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And all, and remember, no gospel, no peace. No gospel, no peace. This is the place that you hide in him. It's the only place you can get in. It's the only place you fit in. And when you hide in there, the devil, he wants you, but he can't find you. He's looking around for you now, but he can't get you because this is the true hiding place. This is the only hiding place. We love you. The Lord's will, we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Love you. Hide in Christ. Stay here. See you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
It is not easy to stick to a diet. But our text in our text, Daniel knew about eating.